بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون، صدق الله العظيم. Beloved youngsters, youth, when it comes to Deen Islam, our ulama explained there's only two phases of life. There's only two phases in life. Many of us went to school, and there they'll tell you that first you're a child, infant, adolescence, youth. We hear this word youth everywhere. Then adulthood. But in reality, when it comes to Deen Islam and Sharia, there's only two parts of our life. And you know the two parts of it? Either you are baligh or na baligh. You are of age or not of age. So we understand this, then we realize that when I become of age already, that now I become baligh, then by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm an adult already. Salah is farz upon me. Fasting sorrows upon me. They look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that at a young age already how mature they were in their thinking. Because they had deen in their life. And they understood now that there are two ways in life. One is as-sabiru ila Allah, and one is as-sabiru ila shaitan. One is the shaitani way, one is the way to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now you see a child also, that when it comes to his habits, and it happens to us also, by default, insan and man will go towards evil. By default, naturally, we go towards the wrong things. You see little boy, little child, he's righty. He does everything with the right hand. But when he comes to eating, he eats with the left hand. Can you remind him, eat with your right hand, eat with the left hand? You eat with the right hand, you go drink something, pick up with the left hand again. You teach him now, when you take out your shoes, take out the, which leg first? Left leg. But he'll do the opposite. Even he still do it. Put you on your shoes also, or the socks, put on the right, but you put on the left first. You see wuzu khana, when it comes to wuzu time, namaz time, you notice how many people take out there, which one first? The opposite one. Supposed to be the left one, they think of the right one. How many people? The nafs is like that. The inside is like that. So the inside, every person now, you see we all are sitting here right now, we're tired also. Alright? And we sit to the bayan. Sometimes in class, madrasa, school, we're nodding but we're sleeping. So who's the main chief? The man inside. The guy whispering to me. What do you call him? Shaitan. No, you're not shaitan. Call the nafs. وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, but the qasam of the nafs, and how Allah ta'ala has leveled it out and made it perfect, فَأَلْهَمَهَا. Allah ta'ala instilled within your nafs first fujuraha, that you'll go towards evil. Naturally, to grow a bush is any effort. A jungle is no effort to grow a bush. Leave the garden, will become a bush. When it comes to making the house dirty, is any effort? No effort. No matter, we'll find the wrappers under the pillowcase. The socks that you lost a month ago is under the bed. One is there, some other pair of socks somewhere else. She'll ask you, how did it happen? I don't know. I put it in the washing. I put my socks in the washing, but how he landed under your bed? I don't know what it is. So now who did it? But you know. But see that shaitan inside the nafs. How he plays games. And he makes you believe him also. Makes you believe him. Mother will open the side drawers and find all the wrappers over there. What's supposed to be there won't be there. What's not supposed to be there will be there. What your father will tell you to do, father will tell you to carry in your pocket, that you won't carry. Something else you carry to the masjid. how you slip in the cell phone, how you got hold of it. One youngster was in madrasa, they want to learn sabak. The father told me, I'm taking away his cell phone, but at night he can't sleep. So I'm buying him an iPod. Buying him an iPod. You know what's an iPod, right? One time you said they had a special offer to one of the pharmacies for two iPads for 1,000 rand. It was also cheap. Two iPads with eyes. Had a special offer. So what in my iPod with no internet access? Can't take a SIM card. Father cancelled the Wi-Fi at home also. You see the nuts, how the nuts will work. The chore, the thief inside. How he's plotting and scheming and making a plan. Father takes you to the masjid. Father will go in that entrance, you'll walk within that entrance and you exit somewhere else. And how you'll come back just in time for Salat al-Witr, Taraweeh him. But I was here. Full namaz. She is tired. How come you're so tired? You're not sleeping at night. He says, no. So what do you mean? The internet. I said, how? There's no Wi-Fi at home. You can't put a SIM card in your phone also. Then how you got access to it? How you got access to it? I made my mother's phone a hotspot. See how hot he was? Mother is sleeping, the cell phone next to her, and he's surfing the internet in the next room. Like when Masum Bacha is sitting there, I say, MashaAllah, he's sleeping. He's just sleeping. This is a nafs inside that is stopping all of us. And if we don't control it, and we don't realize that I've got this, we all want to be good people. We all want to read our namaz also. But you see, when we start the namaz, the young boys especially, when we start the namaz, then how that nafs starts playing around. We start like very nicely, then his friend will come stand next to him, give him one nudge over there, kick him outside over there. When he goes to sajda, climb on him. After namaz, you hear all happening in the back. What happened? Don't know what it is. All masum, sinless. So to grow a bush, to grow a jungle, there's no effort. To dirty the house, no effort. For the car to get dirty, no effort. For the shop to get dirty, no effort. It happens. But you appoint somebody to clean the house every day. You've got domestic, you've got maids, you've got helpers, assistants. They're cleaning the house the whole day. You leave the house for 1 week, you know what will happen. The toilet, the bathroom, the bedroom, how it will be. Cleaning it. Some people, they love their car so much also. They've got special slippers for the cars. And they've got signs, no eating in the car. Don't bang the door. So they love their cars also. And when they take it for polishing, you'll see their face in the reflection of the car also. Now, car is nice and shining. You see? But when it comes to the heart, it doesn't get dirty. Must get dirty. The heart will get dirty. And the worst thing is a bad company. Then I hear my friends speaking all the wrong things. Sometimes bad language, foul language, and different ideas. Now cell phones in the masjid also. And how they're hacking into the Wi-Fi. So all these things, the nafs will make the plans to do evil, to do bad. Now to turn the nafs and this inside of me to the right things, to become the friend of Allah. Otherwise, nafs and shaitan, we have two enemies. Nafs and shaitan are two enemies, and what they're going to do? They're going to make us fools. Make a fool of ourselves. But we think now we are heroes. But the reality is we are zeros. You see? We're going to make some funny jokes, sometimes disrespect to the ustaz, parents sometimes, and I feel now that I showed him something. Then he comes to school, madrasa, then you hear a boy is a bully, bullying others. Bullying doesn't mean only hitting him now, or nudging him, or punching him, mocking somebody also. Now you picking on him, and picking on him, and picking on him. It's also bullying, making him feel bad. Boy doesn't go to school anymore, doesn't go to madrasa anymore. And then you get one in the class also. You can fluke everybody, but you can't fluke him. Then there's a problem, isn't it? So all these are habits that we begin to engender within ourselves. How to clean this heart? How to keep it clean?
how to, for the zakat to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not that now I still have time, I still have many years when I grow up. Once before we can become of age already, by then already I should have the sikr and concern for my own istighfar, for my heart to be clean. To be a true friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I want to be the friend of Allah. But the education around us is such, it keeps us immature. Doesn't allow us to grow up. When it comes to Deen Islam, when it comes to Sharia, it matures the mind very quickly. We find in other countries now, man is 25, 30 years old, is a professional gamer. Games is for children. But they put the professionals. Still gaming. One article we read also, interviewed one lady, she said, her husband is a professional gamer. He's got a simulator. You know the simulator, right? Simulator, he built one in his bedroom. Bedroom is supposed to be for him and the wife. It's for him and his games. Wife sits in the next room with the baby. 3-4 days, it doesn't come out from there. Sometime a week, it doesn't come out. He's living in it, in that gaming. How he eats, he does business online. And how many screens he has over there. So one is just now for ordering the pizza, or whatever it is for the family. One screen is doing some business, other screen now he's got all his games over there. He's a national gamer. Life is coming out gaming only. So he had to go for therapy to put his head right. The life is about games. And plus, you play games, okay? Little bit of soccer, whatever it is. But why you play it? For fun. To keep fit. Yusuf Ali Salatu Salam's brother to Yaqub Ali Salatu Salam, Arsidu Ma'ala Rada Yerta wa Yal'ab. They send Yusuf Ali Salatu Salam with us. We'll play a little bit. We'll have a picnic. And we'll take care of him. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says in Bayan al-Quran, to do some type of exercise that will make you fit for ibadah is mustahab. To do some type of sport or exercise that will make you fit and fresh to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is mustahab. Nothing wrong with it. But now we can see the sports we're playing. The type of sports we're playing nowadays, you see in our masajid, I see the youngsters sometimes become chairman, sitting on the chair. In one country also, we were doing Tarawih there. And the youngster came with the Sada for namaz, maybe about 11, 12 years old. He said he wanted a chair. A short youngster, his feet can't even reach the ground also. But he was reading his Tarawih namaz, and his father next to him, after 4 rakats, his father rubbed his feet for him. One of the Western countries. I turned around and said, "Bhai, what happened to you?" He said, I ran the cross country. Cross country. He said, "What's a cross country?" He said, "It's a marathon." Very big thing he did. His legs were sore, he couldn't do namaz. So father was rubbing his legs, why he's going to run again tomorrow. Such a hero he is. What does that fellow made the legs for? So many boys, we find him sitting on the chair now. Ask him, "Boy, what happened?" He said, Astroturf. I said, "Inna lillahi." Ligaments are torn. Knew something happened to him. Somebody cupped him, somebody tripped him, somebody tramped him. I said, "Inna lillahi." Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Qiyamah's day they'll also come. With fractured limbs, cuts and wounds. And then maybe you'll meet them also. And they'll see you also limping with your broken leg. And then you must ask them, that also Sahaba, what happened to you? They say, Battle of Badr. Battle of Uhud. Then you can tell them, Battle of AstroTurf. They never heard that one before. Which year that took place? 1444 Hijri. Inna what they gave for deen to come to us. What are you doing with the deen? You put it on football. Kicking it around. I don't like the guy I'm going to show him. Make him a chairman. You see? So how they see they made us fools? We don't like to become fools, but they're making us fools. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what iman they had and where their nazar and gaze was, where we want to get to. We have countries to conquer, people to bring into Islam. And how will they do Fazail Amal? Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is asking, who is there to guard my camp? The young Sahabi, he goes on his tiptoe and he puts, say, "I'm ready." Then Nabi Ali Salatu Salam asks again, from the left hand side or the other side, the Sahabi again says, "I'm ready." 2-3 times, I'll guard the camp. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam retires to his tent, and he sees only one sahabi there. He says, where's the other two? He says, no, I was at one. I ran there, I gave my name, I ran again this side, I gave my name. I would be the only one. Young boy. Young boy. Today we are jumping now. I want to be captain of the fools. I want to be the captain of the fools. I'm the captain. And my name will come in the local paper. The local paper. Maybe in the last page also. But my mother will be so proud. Oro poero. My son, cut out the article, put it in the fridge. See, my son was chosen for the local team. He was chosen for the local team. Where's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, who's the best of people? Khayyurukum, the best of you, is the one that learns Quran and teaches Quran. Today we're giving up Quran in the afternoon to go play sports. I can't go to madrasa because I'm going excursion. Because I'm going to do some extracurricular activities. I got Quran. Our Shaykh tells us also, whether people believe you to be the best or not the best, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you are the best. You are the best. خيركم يا تبست of people. المسيح الله خانس رحمه الله يسوع سي يحافظ القرآن جنة لكي ترجع هو هم يحافظ القرآن is walking around with جنة next to him. He's got جنة with him. He's just waiting now to put his foot inside. But he's got القرآن, he's got جنة with him. So the Allah has given us in deen what we are planning is to go back and see Sahaba Ikram, the pious people of before, what they had in their hearts. But this heart automatically will get dirty. But the whole concern is, I must understand it is happening to me right now. My heart is not clean. I will clean my heart out. Because all issues are coming into it. As I was saying now, this person, 25 years old, 1 week sitting in that simulator office playing games. Then they had to get him off it. For 3 days they closed it down. By the fourth day he had withdrawal symptoms. Losing his mind, his temper, getting angry. Getting irritable. The wife told him, better you go sit back over there. When he went back and he put it on, I don't know how this thing operates, but internationally he was playing all over the world. He had a certain name that they used to call him. And when he came back online, they all like throwing roses at him, I think. And flowers and garlands. That now, the boss is back. He says, that thrill I don't get in this worldly life, I get it in the virtual life. So he's living that life. So many like that, sometimes we engrossed in it in the masjid also. All these habits are coming into our lives. So they say when a boy is young, then his parents take him to the supermarket. Mother will take him, put him in the trolley. And then as he's checking out, then he sees a small car over there. Sees that car, and now his heart is stuck in that car. I need that car. That car is my life. And he says, I need that car. She says, no. She's not made in China. He'll pray for 2-3 days, he'll throw it away. You know what I want? The car. The car becomes his life. He wants it. He cries so much now that even that person next to his mother with a trolley says, I'll pay it. Please give it to him. So mother will take it, give it to him. He runs home, he's so excited, he opens it, he plays with it. We all did it. And now he's making his sounds, he's moving with it, he's putting brakes, second gear, third gear. He's moving with it, going for a bath, has a bath with it also. Now he's jumping into the bed, he's got the car with him under the bed also, under the duvet. Sleeps with it. Hazrat says sometimes he buys a cricket bat also. All his thing cricket. With a small cricket bat, he sleeps with a cricket bat also. Nobody must touch it. That's his life. As he goes on in life, he gets elder, he gets bigger. Then she has enough space with him. It's all games and tricks. Then he sees a car in the supermarket now, the car thinks batteries you got on wire, remote control. You see? Now he says, I want to buy that one there. That's my life now. He has an elder brother. Elder brother tells him, don't waste your time with that. The batteries will go dead. Army won't buy for you new batteries. See that other one there without the wire, that's a better one. But this one is a big one, you see. 4x4. 4x4, and he's got a remote. Connect to the wire, brother says, no, buy the other one. He says, no, you're just jealous. You want them to buy it for me. He says, I'm telling you that other one is smaller, but it's a radio control, no wire. But he don't believe him. So he cries for this one. Mother buys it for him, takes it home. Once the battery is dead, made in China, finished. Now he's talking about batteries. I'm not buying you batteries for you. How expensive this thing is. So that one also becomes manual, now he's pushing it around. Pushing it around, and now he's looking at his brother's car. Brother goes to madrasa in school, and then will get into his wardrobe. And his car, what he does repairs. You open all the screws, take it out, see if we can fix it up. Now he can't put it together again, now he's crying. Who broke it? I don't know. Everything he doesn't know. We all went through it. Brother comes from madrasa, who opened my wardrobe? I don't know. Who played my car? I don't know. But he knows. But as time goes on now, then he gets that one also. 16, 17 years old, I've got that big one there. Radio control. But now when his eyes are going, my father's GTI. That's next on the line now. By 13 already, by 13 suddenly, father, I can drive. What he says, I can drive. Gandhi can see the road, I can drive. We all did it, sat in the driver's seat making sounds and noises. That one day I'll drive this car. But you know, father won't give it. First you get your license, and you become of age. And then, Hazrat says, that all these things, as they were toys, these are just big men's toys. Get over it now. Get over all this playing of dunya. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what they were playing? Their deen in them. Their deen was spread in the world. Allah made me for this. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, single-handedly combated a whole gang of bandits and thieves. Chased them out of Madinah to Munawwara. Single-handed. They were on horseback. He was on foot, chasing them. So he could beat the fastest horse also, on foot. Allah has blessed him. Hazrat says they had deen in them, Allah Ta'ala gave them with their deen, what dunya and what expertise and what stamina Allah Ta'ala gave them because of their deen. When he came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب Asif ibn Barqiya, he was part of the people of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat explains this. He said when this ummah also and the past ummahs, when they had the deen, Allah Ta'ala gave them dunya and Allah Ta'ala gave them the science of dunya also. Because he had deen, he asked the jinn, ifritum min al jinn, the giant jinn, that who will bring the throne of Bilqis from Yemen. He was in Palestine, in Sham. Who will bring her throne from Yemen? Long distance. So a giant jinn stood up and said, I'll bring her throne away. قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومُ مَقَامِكَ Before you can stand up, I'll bring it away. Just like in a flash. Then, Asif, who was an alim of the kitab, he stood up and he said, I'll bring her throne before you can blink your eye also. Before you can blink your eye. And before he could blink the eye, because he was an alim of the kitab, he knew the kitab at that time, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the knowledge of kitab and dunya, he used his deen, and he brought her throne within the blink of the eye. Already brought away. They were the signs Allah Ta'ala had given them, because they had this deen in their hearts. And when she came now, Bilqis, then he asked her, that is this your throne? هَكَدَ عَرْشُكْ She said, it looks like my throne. He changed it a bit. Then he had a palace built for her. Today we see a little bit of glass here and there. We get all. How beautiful this place is. Now they try to build one bridge made of glass in China. They do it correct. That time Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, having the deen and the knowledge of deen, when he told her, قِيلَ لَهَدْقُ لِسْتَرْحِ that enter into my palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ When she walked in, she thought it to be that this place now is a river there. It was tiled. He had it tiled. So there was a river flowing there, but he had it tiled with glass, see-through glass. So when she went to put her foot in there, she lifted her garment a bit, thinking now that her feet were wet. Then she realized it was glass. I understand the science behind it now. What Allah Pak had given because of deen. What knowledge of dunya, that he was able to make such thin glass that you could see through it and also walk on it. It won't get cracked. Where the knowledge came from? This was because of the aim of the kitab or sharia and deen. Now they will take us away from there, get us involved in everything else besides our deen and bring all their technology And all the dirt and the filth into our masajid. And we know it's happening right now in the masajid. The back of the masjid, the cell phones, the plane, and all the games, etc. Now how they made us fools? We don't like to become fools, but they're making us fools. For us to become intelligent. Muhammad bin Qasim, rahmatullah alayhi, at the age of 17. Age of 17, he was made the commander of the army. Before that, in Sindh, in Pakistan, Hajjaj bin Yusuf had sent two armies. The Hindus at that time had captured a ship full of Muslims, and there were ladies in there also, Arab ladies, imprisoned them. Then the news came to Hajjaj that they have prisoners with them, an Arab woman, and they are calling out to Hajjaj, "Where are you now?" Hajjaj sent the first army, they were defeated. He spent millions on them. Sent the second army, they were defeated also. Then he decided to send his son-in-law, who was his nephew also, Muhammad bin Qasim. You take an army and go. You take an army and go. How old he was? 17. That was the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not becoming a captain of the team. Or the ringleader of the wrong things. This is where their hearts were moving. Imagine what expertise he must have had now to handle a whole army. When we in Pakistan, they made me a mirror of one jamaat of 10 saathis. Inna illahi wa illahi. I got finished. 10 local saathis. After Isha Namaz, one was to go drink Fanta, one was to drink Coke, one was to go do something else. And I'm sitting by the door the whole night waiting for them to come back. Talim times, yes, only 10 saathis. He had a whole army with him. I must have controlled an entire army. Marching on to India, Pakistan area. 17-year-old boy. Now you can see why, how many 17-year-olds, whether we can do something like that. Whether we have those hearts of iman, the taqwa, that I can stand up. My fajr namaz is so difficult for me right now. To get up for fajr namaz. And that to Allah Pakud is not giving me. So make it for my namaz takbir ula. Allah has made us for this. You see, our lambs Allah Pak has given us for His obedience. Allah gave us our knees to bend it in sajda. Allah designed His heads to go into sajda for Him. Allah Ta'ala made the back to go into ruku. Everything else is secondary. Primarily, we are made for the ibadat of Allah. To use His limbs for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is why we do all this exercise and training. Allah used it for the deen. But now, they want to make fools of us. He took the army and he went Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah alayhi and conquered that entire area. And he spread the whole of India, Pakistan. He set up such a government and such loyal soldiers he had under him, that whatever his command was, they were prepared to give their life for him. Young boy like this. Today my own team is fighting with me. My own Saathis are fighting with me. A young boy. And his government became a threat now to the governor, Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Hajjaj understood that if this young boy, 17 years old, has to call up his army and march against me, he will defeat me. He felt that threat already. So he sent a message to Muhammad bin Qasim that I command you to return. Leave your army behind, appoint someone, and you come away. He read the message. He told his ministers that I had to return. They knew. 17-year-old boy. They knew. They said, if you go back, you know what will happen. Hajjaj will kill you. He said, I'm prepared for that. Why? He said, if I don't go back, he will march against me with his army. And if he will march against me with his army, we will not fight him back. I will put arms down. In that case, we will lose thousands of soldiers. It's better I give my one life and save 1,000. Today, my own friends are in a fight with them. My own brothers and sisters are in a fight with them. Sometime we hear, I'll kill him. I'll do this to him. And then we have some homes we go to. You find the even on the door, there's a little sign over there. What sign over there? No entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Who the trespassers? My lighty broom. If they come in the room, they will collect it. Even the father is afraid too. Mother will lock the door, can I come inside? One father said, my son closed the door. I put the door, I'll take it out. And he took out the door also. So I put the door for him, and he said, I will knock the door. He said, I took out the door, he got no door in this room now. I said, how far have you gone? How far have you gone? There's not intelligence. So Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah alayhi said, I'll go back. And he came back. He came back alone. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, his father-in-law, his uncle, put him in prison. The entire India, Pakistan, Bangladesh became Muslim under his hands. Under his hands, 17-year-old boy. Threw him in jail. Before the age of 20, he passed away. Before the age of, what talent Allah Pak had given him? What Allah Pak had given this ummah? If only we realize that taqwa iman comes in us. But where are we going to get this from? That's the main thing. Where, who will make us like that? That now the nafs is pulling us to the right hand side, as they say sometimes, the nafs becomes so strong, that it rewires our brain also. It rewires the brain, the wiring is crisscross. That you put the right indicator on, the left one goes on. That now I'm sitting in the car, I have to look at my sister and talk to her, but I'm looking at somebody else's sister. Wrong indicator is being on. Sometimes the computer of the car is malfunctioning, as it says. That you're driving, habits are not good, iman is not right. So you're driving your car, you're sitting in the car, you put your brights on. You know the brights? You get brights and dims. So you got your brights on and she got her brights on. Before you know it, it's a head-on collision. So you got no grill left. You know the grill? The grill is gone. Beyond? Repairs. So you're going to sit by the ulama-i-karam and learn from them now to rewire my brain properly. When it's time to dim my eyes, I dim it. And as Hakim Sahib is so beautifully controlling our eyes, what we're seeing on the phone, what we're thinking about. The Allah Ta'ala made it so easy, we have shutters on the eyes. Just going to make intention to close it. Allah Ta'ala didn't make such now that there's a button here by your heel that you see something haram, so I have to go and press the button over there. It was like that now, that she's walking down, I'm going to press the button, she might think I'm falling for her. Okay, I'm falling for her. But it's all enough, you see, the nafs plays fools. The nafs plays fools. Sometimes I'm wearing my kurta topi also. But the heart is not clean. I have to go to the shop, to the mall, when we buy some pizza, whatever it is now. That is the whole topic, eating out, etc. So like in Shabbat, you say, Rahman, you person went to the shopping mall, got his kurta, topi, everything. And now he's just taking care of his eyes. So he saw somebody looking at him. He says, looking at me. Now the heart is a little bit like that. She got parda to him. She's supposed to look down, he's supposed to look down. Both got brights on. So she's looking at me. He says, kind of this stuff for Allah. But she's still looking. She's still looking. So what he'll do now? I put his topi right. He's still looking. So let's say, what he'll do, put his hand in his pocket. He's got an ether bottle over there. Quietly, he'll open it a little bit. He'll put it a little bit over here, a little bit over there. See, it's a chunk of the sail over there. I didn't see the sign. See, the nuts place fools. Tricks. Tricks. Who's going to save us from that? It's quiet enough to go that way. But this is all the nuts inside, the joy inside. Now who's going to tell me how to control that thing? Allah Ta'ala made it very easy. Just sit to those that are piety and taqwa. When are you going to start out? In 25. Before we come of age, 11, 12, 13. When Alim says when he comes to a boy, they must finish their hips by the age of 13. By 13 they must finish. By 13 years old we knew by that age my father a little bit, he makes me scared, I'm still scared. So he get up, get to madrasa. Musashi must come up at 4 in the morning, boy will get up. By age 13 he should listen to his parents. From 13 to 18 who he listens to? Friends tell me, he's looking so early madrasa. See, I said, hey, oh madrasa is different, why are you going? Tell your father, he's going to change your madrasa. He'll give you mashwara now. Now you listen to him. Yeah, my father is pushing me to do this. My friends are having a good time there. Now from 13 to 80 listens to his friends. From 18 onwards, who he listens to? No one. He listens to no one. Until he gets married. Until he gets married. But even nowadays to the married boys there, not listening to anyone also. One boy got married also. I got a bit of freedom. He told his wife, whole life I want to buy one cat. So he bought one cat. Why is he always said next to him, he put the cat there next to him. Why say I'm here? Why do you play with me? You play with the cat. Why have left him after this? You know he loves his cat. Take the cat every day with him. And it's happening, isn't it? People are buying cats like that now. For a whole lineage. For some queen in England or somewhere. Some English type cat they're finding now, the whole lineage, they pay for it. They're going for hotel, they're going to holiday also. One friend told me I'm going for holiday. Said you have two cats, he said no, I'll book them in the local hotel also. There's a hotel in Durban for cats. Special diet they have for them, to give them bath, shower, manicure, pedicure for cats. See, the time is gone too. I was Sahaba Ikram Divas. So we are intelligent people. We are people of intelligence. Where are we going to get this intelligence? We've got to become the good friend. We've got to go for the programs. We've got to sit by the ulama, by the mashayikh. This is the easiest way. I promise you, my dear brother, the easiest way is sit by them. They will teach you, they will guide you. Keep contact with them. Ask them what to do. And you'll be surprised what you couldn't do, now you can do it. Once you fall in love with the friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a Sahabi came to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah give me permission to make zina, I don't want to make zina. I can't control my nafs. But he had somebody to talk to. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him, you have a mother, you have a sister, yes. Would you like somebody doing that with them? No. Then he made dua for him. He said, I never felt again to make zina. It came out of my system. How many of us have so many habits is finishing us within ourselves, we can't get over it. Who do I talk to? You have to have someone that you can talk to. Somebody who I feel easy to communicate with. You say four things. I'tiqad, i'timad. That I trust somebody, i'tiqad, i'timad, and I rely upon him. I trust him, what he's going to tell me, and I will listen to him. That's the person now I must go and sit with. And very important, when Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah came to our Darul Mazhab in 1994, he was downstairs in the Khanqa. So I kept him in the room also. Making khidmat, pressing his legs at time. I was first in Alim course. Mufti Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was Ustaz, he said, Tumhari Urdu, do Bengali Urdu. Hai. Ki ka ko ki tikhana nahi. So I'm practicing my Urdu in my head. I tell Hazrat Akib Sahib that I will take death to you. So like that one person told the Sheikh, ke main aapke saath sohbat karna chahta hu. You don't make mistake by that. You have to arrive it also. Sorry, Dawood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Mewati. You have to sit with him. Sorry, Dawood Sahib was the first person to take a Masturat Jamaat. When Ilyas Sahib sent him, was the first Masturat Jamaat, ladies Jamaat. So when Sati in our Jamaat was a bit serious, so when Qari Dawood Sahib made a sit on his bed there, Charabani, he was sitting behind the door of the Markaz. What Allah Allah he was. But such a high ranking Buzruk, but so much of humor in him. So we said that, so our Sati asked him, Hazrat, Masturat par kis tarah kaam karna hai? He said, bhai, sabse pehle, kapra utar lo. So khair, so I told Hazrat Akib Sahib, it was Mi'raj night. And Mi'raj Sahib was giving bayan. So just before the bayan could end, I said, here's my opportunity now. I told Hazrat, I'll take bayat to you. So as I'm talking to him, telling him that I'm unbrokenly, was the Mu'abba Mishab walked in. So before that he said, why you want a foreign GP? Why you want a foreign? No, sir, GP? Not GP number plate now. General practitioner, doctor. Why you want a foreign doctor? Get a local doctor. Somebody you can go, you can speak to, you feel open, you feel happy to speak to him. You don't feel intimidated. That now, I want to speak to Maulana, but now, even I go, I forget all day, whatever I want to speak to him now. Everything went away. Somebody I'm comfortable. I can write on email, send on email, or I can phone, I can speak to, I can take his advice. Like this young Sahabi, he had somebody. He came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have to have somebody we can speak to. So as I'm telling you, Hakim Sahab, this Hazrat, I'll take bed to you. He said, find it on local doctor, somebody you can go to, you can speak to. And that interim Hazrat Muhammad Sahab walked in. He said, Mawana, take this boy's bed now. They are going to lunch, take his bed, then you come and join us. Allah's karam, Allah's fadl. That's why Hazrat tells us also, find somebody. Sometimes we find a very, very senior alim, world-renowned, very famous. Yes, he's Allah wala, but I can't talk to him. I go sit in his bayan, make salamu alaykum hazrat, and I'm gone. But I won't tell him anything about myself. You won't benefit. You won't benefit. The main thing is communication. And Hazrat says, find somebody who you gel with. Blood type is the same, that I can talk to him. Send him maybe an SMS. That I'm feeling like this, I'm feeling down, I've got this problem. What do I do? How do I do it? You feel open to communicate and you're happy to communicate and you trust him also. This is very important. We have to find somebody like this. But what happens years ago, and nafs and shaitan tell you, hey, not this one, not that one, no. There's nobody for you there. There's somebody for you. But if by him telling you, that what he's telling you, that I'm there for you, don't worry. Nafs and shaitan say, I'm there for you. Can you trust your nafs? I can't trust my own. But you trust, you know, you're right. Is that the one for me? We have to go look for somebody. Go and sit in the majlis. See who will talk you enjoy. I can communicate. I can go make salam with him. Hold his hand. Well, I'm going to talk to you, please. What he tells me, I'm ready. When you find somebody like that, I promise you, what he'll make you do, you'll be running now in his strength. He'll tell you, do it like this. I never thought I could do it. How many persons can make mashwara? How do we do parda in our homes? We're all eating together. What must do? Now give me mashwara. Now you got a bit of strength now. Sometimes also many a murid now, his sheikh didn't tell him anything. Right? But he wants something to go in the house, tell the wife what you say, Hazrat said. Which Hazrat? Say, I'm also one Hazrat. But he won't say. Because he didn't say, Rawahu Muslim. Rawahu Muslim. Which Muslim? Maybe Musalman. So when you have somebody like this, it makes your work very easy. One thing we learned, now we should go for a teacher training. It's called POB. You know what's POB? Pass on the buck. What do you say, Hazrat said? Oh, Hazrat said. Okay, all the men eat separately, right? Ladies, who said Hazrat said? Which Hazrat? POB, pass on the buck. It's very easy. Must just take lies, but. Must just take lies. But when you have somebody like this, it makes it easy for you. They make it easy for you. One youngster, I'll conclude this. One youngster wrote to me. And he says, Mawlana, I like music. Stop music. Stop, I like to listen to music. I can't get out of it. But I'm afraid also for Mot. You'll catch me anytime. I know it'll come. So what I do, see, nafs, so I play with you. So what I do, now I only put one ear bud on. Other one, I leave it in case Shaitan will come, Malakul Mot will come. I'll quickly take out the other one. So half kosher. What do you call it? Halal friendly. Halal friendly. They say, I do it like that. And I go to movies also. I like the movies. But then too, I book the seat near the exit. And I go my topi on also. So in case, if I don't come out alive, it is, you know, that I'm a Muslim. I got topi on. And if I hear Malakul Maut coming, I got the exit nearby. I run out. But I know it won't happen like that. But see how the nafs plays with him. One youngster came to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, this is a 19-year-old boy. Does business online, making enough money, got a big house. He said, I've been to every club in the entire of Durban. Every drug club and disco I've been to. 19-year-old boy. He sent for me, he said, I'm bringing this boy to you. He said, bring him, come. Boy came and he was shaking. He was crying. He said, boy, what happened? Couldn't speak. He said, I've been to every club. And all the people know me there. Even for me, you didn't come this weekend. He said, I tried every drug also. He said, last week I overdosed. I took too much. I came home Sunday early morning. My heart was beating like that. So I thought I'm going to die. He said, I'm only 19 years old. My parents don't know anything. So I took a bath. And I'm making dua, Ya Allah, please forgive me. He said, I phoned my friend, I'm going to die. Please come pick me and take me to the hospital. So they rushed me to the hospital. They couldn't do anything for me. So I came back home. I grabbed my Quran Sharif. I put it to my heart. I say, Allah, please, please, don't let me die. You see, my heart just cooled on all of a sudden. It just cooled. I told my friend, please take me by somebody who I can talk to and help in my life. Now he comes every week for the programs. He says that week after that, he came to speak, and then the Saturday night I was sitting at home. 12 o'clock the boys told me, where are you? We're looking for you. You're not here yet. He says, we started to look a battle. They're waiting for me. He said, I'm not coming. I said, I'm not coming. So I stuck to it. Allah Pak saved him. Because you connected, when you connected and you got your wiring and your fencing done, and you got your board outside this alarm company, then the thief will think twice, must I jump in or not? He got arm response. His fence is working also, electric fencing, and is connected to the main station. Hazrat says in the same way. We already connected to some sheikh, the wiring is done of taqwa, and he's got contact, so there's arm response. Now some shaitan will think, now must I jump in or not? No. Because if I make him do the wrong thing, he doesn't report me. He'll tell his sheikh. And his sheikh is reporting on tawbah namaz, take out sadqa, come for the program. In this way, Allah will save us. So all of this, inshallah. Find somebody that we love, that we like. Go sit with them. Go sit with them and our lives will change, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.